Hi everyone, it's Derek from the iReady podcast and this is my reaction to the 2-0 victory over Ross County in the Premiership today. 3 points and a clean sheet, but a rather lacklustre performance. Potentially a European hangover, obviously from our tough exploits on Thursday night, but we've got the 3 points at the end of the day. I suppose that's all that matters. We are going to come up against these sticky games sometimes in the league, and we're just going to need to try and muddle through it, and fortunately today we did, which was, as I said, the main thing. We got the 3 points. In the first half, it was quite a subdued first half. We had a lot of possession, but we're not doing a great deal with it. Doing the usual probing around the box, the slow build-up, looking for the perfect shot. We largely controlled the half, but Ross County were dangerous on occasion where they were exploiting the right wing and the defensive frailties we've seen from Barisic over the last few games there, which is quite concerning considering he's one of our best defenders, but fortunately we're kind of into break now. He maybe just needs a wee bit of a break. One of Ross County's most dangerous parts was in the second minute. It was a dangerous cross from the right by Ross County, flashed across our goal and nobody picking it up, so disappointing there. As I said, the weak link came from Barisic there, the getting skipped past him. However, we went 1-0 up on the 16th minute after we got a penalty. There was a coming together with Morelos and the defender in the box. Initial look back, there didn't look to be much in it. Certainly there was contact, not a lot of complaints from Ross County, and the penalty was duly given. Certainly, you could argue it's a bit of a soft penalty, but as I said in the last post-match pod, there's no really such thing as a soft penalty. So Tavernier, up he steps, sends the keeper the wrong way and puts the ball to the left-hand side to score his 8th goal in 8 games. So fantastic there. The rest of the half really just kind of played out with, as I said, us having most of the possession. We never really done much with it. We never really created much in front of goal. It was pretty poor, to be honest. Ross County, similar, but they on occasion were quick and they got the ball quickly up the park, and our defence largely, you know, dealt with it before there was any real danger. So looking for a wee bit more in the second half, and I don't really think it came. It was another kind of carbon copy of the first half where we were probing, had a few chances, keeper was put under a wee bit of pressure, but it was all really relatively simple for him, looking for too much of the perfect ball. We fortunately got a goal on the 88th minute with Barker scoring after he came on. Hadji with a great ball over the top, Morelos was offside so he checks his run. Barker picks up the ball, gets into the box on the right, cuts inside, beats two players and then shoots towards the right hand side and into the back of the net. A fantastic goal, direct play, that's what we've been looking for, and he scored on his birthday as well, so what a way to cap off his birthday. Ross County were still dangerous in the second half as well, where they had, I think it was 2 set pieces, one a corner, one a free kick, where the ball was floated in, a free header in the box near the 6-yard line, and the attacker put it wide. Had it been on target, then I think it would have beat the keeper, simple as that. We were living dangerously that way, and this is why I always hate when it's only 1-0, you know, anything can happen, especially with our luck, and it would have been just typical of us to lose a last minute goal on the day that Celtic gained a last minute goal to win the game. So, but never mind, we got the 3 points anyway. That was the main thing, as I've said. Man of the match, again, Tavernier was outstanding. He was putting the ball across and he was up and down the wing. He was doing very good, and obviously he scored the penalty for his goal as well. Morelos, though, I think that might have been his last game, and that's potentially the reason why he wasn't subbed, because once again he should have been subbed very early into the second half because it just wasn't coming off for him. And this is going to be the talk until the window closes. He's a confidence player. You see that when he's brimming with confidence, he's unplayable. When he's down in the dumps and he's lacking the confidence, he snatches his shots, he's just trying too hard and it doesn't come off for him. And I'm sorry, but we can't really afford to have a confidence player when so far this season he seems to be lacking all confidence bar a couple of games. I can understand the reason why he starts games, but I don't understand the reason why he isn't subbed when it's clearly not going to be working for him today. Obviously, there could have been a thing, well, if you take him off, it might knock his confidence, but the longer he's on the park and nothing's going right for him, it just makes his confidence go down and down and down. And I'm afraid that's a player we don't really need just now. We've got too many important games. This season's too important to have a player who plays off confidence and he's down in the dumps too often. And he's been a great servant, but I'm at a stage now, I just kind of hope that we get the money we're looking for him, and we wish him well and he gets on his way. I know that's hard to say when he's been so good for us, when he's been on the boil, but today it was another game where we could have been 3 or 4 in front, like the Galatasaray game on Thursday, had we had a player with confidence in front of goal, and he was playing to the best of his abilities. Merrill sadly hasn't this season so far. Maybe he's showed it in 1 or 2 games, but we need every player to be on the ball, and he wasn't the only one today, granted. There was a few players that seemed to have that European hangover, but when we're reliant on him so much, you've seen so far this year that we've not been reliant on him, and we've been getting a lot of goals, and this is one of these games where we're needing something a wee bit extra from him, and he couldn't deliver. But we'll just need to wait and see how it pans out. We've obviously got the break now of 13 days, I think it is, before the Celtic game. Another tough game, obviously, but the way Celtic are playing, I would hope we would turn them over. But, you know, form boot goes out the window, as you know. So it's international break now, and, you know, I don't really care about that, to be honest. Dave and I are going to be probably back with another main podcast to round off this game on Friday. So it'll be out on Saturday, the early hours of Saturday, hopefully, if not Saturday afternoon. So if you want to check out our stuff, you can go to our website, which is iReadyPodcast.wordpress.com, and you can find some of the stuff that we do. So thanks for listening, and goodbye.